Thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined in the studio by Professor of Voice here at the University of Missouri School of Music, Christine Seitz. Christine, thanks so much for swinging by.
Good to see you again, Aaron.
Yeah, you too. It's been a minute. We've had a summer off, and now we're back in the studio, and this is all about you. We'd just like to find out a little bit more about what got you into music in the first place and what brought you to the University of Missouri.
Okay. Well, I was part of a very large family. I have 10 brothers and sisters, and we were all involved in music making of some sort when we were kids. Piano lessons and dance lessons and stuff like that, string lessons. I was one of the kids that took piano lessons for a long time. My parents were involved in a local amateur music chorus that sang Baroque music pretty exclusively, which was kind of cool.
Wow.
So I was exposed to a lot of stuff when I was young. And throughout my high school years, I sang in choir and did a couple of turns at solo and ensemble festival and stuff, and started just wanting to learn more about singing. So that took me to music school. I sort of one day made a decision I didn't want to learn any more physics. And I wanted to learn more about music. So it took me to music school.
And then you had to learn all about physics all over again.
No, I actually didn't. I tell my students, and they're quite envious, this was back in the day when we didn't have to do gen eds.
Okay.
So I just had a big pool of electives, which I filled with things I just wanted to do, like foreign languages and history classes and things like that.
Okay.
Which was a lot of fun. But I did an undergrad degree in applied music, which is our music performance degree now. And then I spent an extra year and did the music education. And then I went out and taught for a year in public schools, middle school music, one day a week, pushing a piano from room to room in a Catholic school, doing all eight grades of music in one day. and I got right back into college, into doing a master's degree. After that 1 year of teaching, I did a master's degree in voice, and then I went out and taught for 4 years in a private boarding high school.
Okay.
And while I was doing that, I knew that I wanted to keep singing somehow, so I made myself sing two recitals a year. I just scheduled them there at the school, and whoever came, came, and I just kept working through repertoire and finding that my voice was starting to want to do specific things. And about the third year that I was there, I entered the Met auditions in Milwaukee.
Okay.
And won and went to the regionals. 2 years running, I went to the regional Met auditions. Now, I had not sung any opera roles on stage. I had just been working on aria repertoire and singing in this competition, really, and you know, besides doing my recitals. But my voice started growing up, and it became, 5 years later, it became a dramatic soprano voice. So when I was in school, no one knew what kind of singer I was really going to become, and no one could really predict. But that's what happened, and after 4 years of teaching in the boarding school, I knew that I wasn't getting enough time to sing, and I needed to concentrate on it and try to get chances for performing experience if I wanted to even have a taste at that career. So I of course, went cold turkey and moved kith and kin to New York City. My husband and myself went out there in the early 80s, and we lived in New York City for 12 years. After I was in New York for about 5 years, I got management. I had been working with coaches and a teacher and getting whatever auditions I could, but I suddenly got a gig doing a very prestigious concert. It was in the Cathedral of St. John the Divine on New Year's Eve, 1986, going into 87. And I got a chance to sing a big Beethoven aria from Fidelio on that concert. And it was one of those concerts where a bunch of very famous musicians were involved in this concert, and then there was me. So there were about 10,000 people at the concert, and Leonard Bernstein was sitting in the front row because he was also on this concert doing a rap that he had written that afternoon. Anyway, the concert was a success for me, and because I had just gotten that concert, I got an audition with an agent, and things like that happen when you're pursuing a career, and suddenly things start falling into place, and then, you know, you get some recognition. And so then I started doing a mess of auditions for about a year and a half. I sang whatever auditions my agent sent me to, and I got finally some performing jobs. I got two in Europe, and I got one in the United States out in Central City. So that was probably 7 years after I had moved to New York, where I was just staying at it, and then suddenly I got some performance opportunities. I was on the road being a performing opera singer and coming back to New York and working at Bloomingdale's when I wasn't on the road. That was about 4 or 5 years of a performing career. And then my husband and I moved back to Wisconsin, where he started a doctorate in composition, and I started directing in the summers. So I really had not ever thought of doing directing. It had never been in my mind. I was trying to pursue a performing career as an opera singer. And a friend of mine said, well, I'm starting a music festival and I really want to do Johnny Skeeky and I don't know how to direct it, so will you? So I told her she was nuts, and if she found me somebody to do the scenery and the lighting, I would do it. So like a fool, I jumped in and actually had a really exciting experience. It's a one-act opera by Puccini. It was a really great first directing project because everything's in the score and you really don't have to invent anything about these characters. It's all there. So I didn't really know that at the time, but I had a great time doing that job. And then I was directing operas up there for the next 12 years.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, in the late 90s, I got a part-time job teaching voice at Luther College in northern Iowa, and that was a place that was a little voice factory. They have about 2,500 students in the campus, small liberal arts college, but about 600 of them are in choirs at any one time, and about 300 or 350 are taking voice lessons. Hmm. So I had 25 students. I was there 3 days a week. I saw 25 students in half-hour lessons in 3 days a week for a couple years. And then they put me on full-time, and I was teaching 40 students a week. So for 5 years, I had this little laboratory of voice teaching, you know, that I was doing in Iowa. And then I went out to UNLV in Las Vegas, and I was the opera director and voice faculty member there. And then I got the job here at Missouri. While I was still on the faculty in Las Vegas, I got the opportunity to join the directing staff at Des Moines Metro Opera in the summer. And that started about, I want to say 2005 or 2006, something like that. And I did that for 8 years. So I was in Des Moines doing summer, you know, assistant directing for main stage shows and directing scenes for their young artist program when this job came open. This job, I think I got the job notice about the second or third week of May. I sent in an application while I was there in Des Moines, and by the end of June, they had arranged for me to come for an interview. So I finished the Des Moines season like the second week of July, got in the car and drove here and did the interview. And then I drove back out to Las Vegas, and about a week later found out that I was offered the position. Wow. So then figured out a way to move and be here 3 weeks later. So that's how that happened. That was 2008.
Oh, wow.
So I've been here this is now the beginning of my 12th year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you like it so far?
Oh, it's great. I enjoy this program very much. I'm having a lot of fun directing the operas here because most of my singers are undergraduates, mm-hmm. which is unusual. In a college opera program, in the bigger schools, graduate singers get all the main roles. And they are more mature voices, granted, and they can do more mature works. But what I really like is offering opportunities to the undergraduate students so they can see what the animal is all about and actually participate. I've been able to double cast the main roles in all of my major productions, mm-hmm. just pretty exclusively. And it's really been wonderful to see how that affects people's lives. Because I know most of my students are not going to be professional singers, and I don't really care. I want them to understand the scope of a project like that. I want them to feel confident doing something all by themselves in front of an audience and getting that kind of experience. So many of the students who come through Show Me Opera end up going out and teaching in public schools, and it just gives them an extra zing in their background than when they're doing things with their own students. Anyway, I really enjoy this program.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. And you still get to do opera, so that's nice.
Right.
And you get to work with students, which is a lot of fun in general, in my opinion. I love working with the students. So. Well, that's great. What's on deck for Show Me Opera this year?
Well, in the second weekend of November, we're doing our Fall Scenes program, which I've called the program, I'm titling it Sextets and Other Encounters. We're going to do three sextets from very famous operas, Marriage of Figaro, Cenerentola, the Cinderella story, and Don Giovanni. And then have 8 or 10 other scenes along with those sextets. That'll be at the Rheinsberger Theater on November 15th and 16th. I think I'll be back talking to you about that sometime soon.
Sounds great.
In the spring, we're doing Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance.
Okay.
That will be really, really fun. And later in the spring, we'll do a program of solo arias and duets, and we'll be able to do that program in the Sinkfield Music Center for the first time.
Oh, man.
That'll be very exciting.
That is going to be super exciting. Well, Christine, thanks so much for coming by and telling us your story and what your path was like to find a career in music education and music performance and opera direction and a million other things. This has been great.
You're welcome. Thanks. Mm-hmm.